How many believe the will of God is being done in your life? How many are going to flow with the mystery of His will? We're praising Him every day of this year. From victory to victory. Sit down for a moment, please. Isaiah 52, line 1. Isaiah 52, line 1. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Amen. It's time to rise up from the season of withdrawal to put on what makes you strong and what makes you great in God's house. So, go forth and be blessed with strength from God. Put on thy beautiful garments. What makes you nice, receive it and walk in it. In Jesus' name. O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. No more of people who don't have the mark of being queer and odd in the midst of the world. Yes. No more will the world be able to say you are like me. Yes. When it comes to boats or ships, a ship in the water is acceptable, but water in the ship is not acceptable. When it comes to boats, a boat in the midst of the water is acceptable, but the water in the boat is not working. From today, the waters of the world will no longer be in you. You walking through this world unaffected by the water. That's a ship. A ship is moving through the oceans, but the oceans are not entering the ship. All the cars you see here in the world, in Ghana, they all came on the sea. From somewhere. And the waters of the ocean, the salt waters, were not able to touch the cars. Now, you may not know how much it changes things when the world comes into us. No more will there be somebody uncircumcised, people who like, oh, my hairstyle is just like the world hairstyle. My dressing is just like the hair. My lifestyle is just like the hairstyle, lifestyle of the world. No more, no more. And circumcised are not coming this way. One day we bought a car for the crusade. And the car was being shipped to Ghana. And the car was parked at the harbor. And there was either something like a tsunami or a storm before the day, just before the car was to be handed to the shippers. So the waters of the ocean came into the car. And the whole car, a brand new car, was virtually destroyed. When we offered to give it back to the people for them, they said, oh, it's almost valueless. Yes. From the salt. It affected all the electricals. I think the ocean came. So all the cars, everything that was in that harbor were affected. And that's how valueless we become when the world comes into the church. And we look like the world. Our preaching, our goals, our subjects, our topics, everything sounds like something secular from the world. We become useless to God and useless in the house of God. I was shocked by the way that car was destroyed. Brand new. New. Nobody has used it before. I never knew that the seawater has such an effect if it enters the car. Yeah. And that is the wild effect when the uncircumcised and you, the circumcised, are similar. Everything about you is like them. Your songs, your music, your lifestyle, your goals, your visions, your ambitions. That an acaso should be like a secular school. It's God forbid. It is like everything is spoiled. The reason for which it was set up is completely destroyed. Yes. And I know that in the future, some people would like to turn it into a secular school. That's why I place a curse. Yeah. A very withering curse on that meeting and that committee. No more shall the unclean be there. You are clean from today. Amen. All the filth of the world cannot be attached to you anymore. Amen. The blood of Jesus from the crown of Jesus cleans your mind and your thoughts. In Jesus' name. Verse 2. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, both of them. I said, arise and sit down. Arise and sit down. To sit down is to take your position. To arise is to stand for war. You are rising from this moment onwards. You are sitting down in your own house, in your own habitation, by the power of God. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Whatever has restrained you and has restricted you from serving God breaks and is broken today in Jesus' name. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. You are loose from every restraining chain and lock around your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Verse number 3. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. When he says you have sold yourself for naught, it means you were cheap. You were cheap. Your value was low. But I declare to you today that your value has gone up many times. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are becoming more and more important and valuable through the power of God. Yes. When they are looking for people to discard, when they are looking for people to throw away, when they are looking for people to lay off, when they are looking for people to sack, when they are looking for people to do without, your name will never come on that list. Let me hear your loudest amen. And you shall be redeemed without money. In other words, God is going to do great things in your life without money. Watch and see, because you now, what money do you have? If it was money they were going to use to save you, then how can you be redeemed and how can you be rescued? See, there's not much money in the system. Receive your total redemption and salvation in the name of Jesus. You shall be redeemed without money. May everyone see and know that you have been redeemed by God. Hallelujah. Do you know what is an engagement ring? It means a brother has paid the price to have you in his room. You have been redeemed. Redeem means bought. So instead of saying, I'm going shopping, you can say, I'm going redeeming. I'm going redeeming. Somebody is going to come your way and pay a high price just to have you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Receive the spirit of attraction. Be liked by many people. Be chosen by many people. May good decisions be taken in secret about you. May, when there is a meeting around the table, your name is coming up for a good thing. In Jesus' name, you shall be redeemed. You shall be redeemed. You shall be redeemed without money. Verse 4. For thus says the Lord, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Whatever has happened in your life that there is no reason, there is no good reason, there is no sensible reason for what is happening and what has happened, tonight that thing is canceled out of your life in Jesus' name. All forms of oppression without cause, hatred without cause, are canceled and overturned in the name of Jesus. The Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Verse 5. Now therefore, what have I here that my people is taken away for naught, and they that rule over them make them to howl, says the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. People insult God because of you, and insult you because of God. That day, your mockers and those who mock God, their mouth will turn around in the name of Jesus. Verse 6. Therefore, my people shall know my name. People will say, you know, as they say, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac. They'll say the God of Abigail, the God of Doris. The God of Susie. The God who helped Jacob. Receive it in Jesus' name. Yes, people will know thy name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. There is a God, oh. I said, there is a God. There is a God. Verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. And that this Paul quoted this scripture in Romans chapter 10. Yes. That bringeth good tidings of good, and that publisheth salvation. That saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Today I bring you good tidings. Good news. Oh yes. I'm publishing salvation to you. Yes. May your feet always be beautiful feet. Beautiful feet are not those with new shoes. Oh. Those of you who bought new shoes, you think your feet are looking nice. Beautiful feet are created by those who publish good news. May your feet in the spirit be beautiful feet for the whole of this year. May the church multiply 10 times because of you. May you bring and publish good tidings to many souls. May you bear good news to many souls in darkness. May many people be saved and turned from darkness because of your life. How beautiful you'll be declared to be. Heaven will look at you and say, this is one of my nice boys. This is one of my darling boys. This is one of my darling girls. How beautiful. You know that there is something you can do and you become more attractive. Oh, yes. Sometimes when I ask somebody to do something and the person does it excellently, the person becomes nicer to me. Yes. I've noticed it. It's like your niceness fluctuates with your obedience. Yes. And I feel my heart warming. And everything about the person seems to be nice and good, even though the person has faults. This year, you will become nicer and nicer to God. God will look at you and say, he will be moved. His heart will be turned towards you as you serve him and as you publish his good news to the world. How beautiful. Not even your head. Your feet cry, become nice. God has left all your other anatomical features and says that even your dirty feet are beautiful to me. Wow. The reason why they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach is because when you do something that satisfies somebody in a certain way, as he eats, he says, wow. He takes another one, he says, wow. He takes another one, he says, wow. I'm in heaven, I'm in heaven, I'm in heaven. You become nicer to the person. Before you don't take it, the person will be proposing whilst he's eating. Before you realize he's choking. I was saying that I love you. May such good things happen to you in Jesus' name. How lovely, how beautiful you will be to your Father in heaven this year. I predict and prophesy your greatness in the sight of God this year in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you want more? Do you want more? We know what we want. Verse 8. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, and with the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Now in the church, everybody stand, please. Everybody stand. You've eaten fufu and you are tired. I hear some people have been eating fufu and things, so as you are fasting. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. So the watchmen are lifting up voices now. More prayer. If in the UD we have ever prayed, this marks more prayer than ever before. Yes. And I can say that I feel that I pray and I can pray more than I've ever prayed before. How many also feel that they are praying more? It's like praying, it looks more possible. Yeah. And the young people are becoming wild. The watchmen are lifting up the voice. And Akazo students are going with prayers. Yeah. Do you know that some years ago we sent students from our Bible school to the north, many towns in the north? I mean, you can mention Gambaga. You know, we use Gambaga, we sing it in Achimota, from Gambaga to Gambaga, Wale Wale, I mean, Sabelugu, Damogo, in anywhere, not the main, not Tamale, Boga, Wa, and so on, no. Zabzugu, Tatale, Bandai. And we have churches there. All they are like the main churches now. Yes. They are like the main churches. The churches have grown over the years. When they send you pictures and you see the congregations in different parts of the north where there is nothing, you'll be surprised. And God is blessing the work. Amen. So it says, and with the voice together they shall sing. you'll be singing in your house, not crying. Don't expect to cry, expect to sing. Verse 9. Break forth into joy. Sing together. Ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted. So the waste places. Yes. We are talking about places where people give offerings in yams. When I went to the north, I received a lot of yams, offerings. I'll be in my room and they'll tell me they have brought some yam as a seed. And I was receiving, I was rich in yams. By the time I was coming to Accra, I was rich in yams. So all those who eat yam and kontomre, it was available. You should have seen me in those days. I would have supplied all your needs. Verse 10. The Lord has laid bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. God is going to use the First Love Church to the ends of the earth. God is going to use the UD to the ends of the earth. The salvation of the Lord will go to the ends of the earth. So finally, verse 1. Awake, awake, put on your strength. May you go forth from this place with strength, with beauty, with glory. May you conquer every situation you meet. May you overcome in every dark place. May you have the upper hand in every crisis. May you smile at every storm. May you pass through every storm and come through shining. May God place your feet on a rock to stay. May you be delivered from sudden wickedness. May you never drown. May you never burn. May you never be killed by violence. May you be covered by Jehovah. May you go higher and higher. May you become a national hero. May you be a darling boy. May you be the favorite of your family. May you be a star, a shining star. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength. Put on thy beautiful garments. God has given you beauty for ashes. He has given you strength for whatever lies ahead. He has given you strength. Give the Lord a shout of praise and hallelujah. You may be seated.